An audience question right here.
Hey, Prince. My name is Jordan Mimran, and I know you record a lot of music. And I'm curious how much music do you have in your famous vault? And how much of it do you rehash later? Do you ever use any of it later on? What are you planning on doing with it?
Trying to see if you fit the profile of a bootlegger. Yeah. I keep an eye on him. Yeah, all right. We actually have a few vaults now because I record so much. Sometimes I'll pull something out of there and use for a record that I'm working on if it fits, but very rarely because we work on new music all the time. I'm always writing, and once again, playing with such wonderful musicians, they're such an inspiration. You can't stop trying new things out, so it's a joy.
I've heard, you know, sometimes till 3 or 4 in the morning, you're up tinkering, sometimes all night when the mood hits you.
Yeah, I'm in rehab now, though, so. Studio rehab. Better clarify that.
When you were with Major, when you were with Warner Brothers initially back in the 90s, it was well known that you had a lot of songs that you wanted to release. Well, you correct me if I'm wrong, that you had a whole host of songs that you wanted to release and they didn't want to release them all at one time. Is it true that you have songs that you would like to release and you could release right now, ready to go, and you actually never released them?
Well, like I said, one of the main problems with Warner's was just ownership issues. Who was going to actually own the intellectual copyright of the piece that was created? And the way I looked at it, if I was the only one in the studio at the time creating this work, I felt that I should be the one that should own it in perpetuity. At the same time, doesn't negate the idea that they can lease it and make money off of it. And we can all do fine.
Yeah, you said once, perhaps one day, all the powers that are will realize that it is better to let a man be all he can be than to try to limit his output to just what they can handle.
Now, that sounds like a soundbite.